Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarlane. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, just a general updating. You've got a lot of stuff, and I think a lot of people are going to be interested in what you have to say.
I do. I have some pretty exciting news.
Yay.
We are fully staffed once again in the Frontier Extension District, and we welcomed Gabby Kinder to our team October 1st. And she's our communications and marketing manager. So she really hit the ground running and lives in Garnett. And she has a degree from Washburn University in mass media, an emphasis in journalism, and a minor in social work. And she spent some time as an intern at Theater Lawrence and got some hands-on experience there. And so we're really excited to have Gabby. And again, she has just hit the ground running. And we as a staff been trying to get her out and to meet people in our community, and we'll continue to do that. But if you happen to be by our office and see her, please welcome her. Some more exciting news that I have is that I think I've shared before, but as part of the bill that passed back in July, the budget bill, it eliminated our SNAP Ed program. And that's a program that we've had in the Frontier District for about 30 years. And in fact, when I came to Franklin County in 96, I believe we were maybe in the second year of our program, and we were one of the very first counties to have their program, kind of a pilot program. So Chelsea Richmond, our nutrition, food safety, and health agent, has managed that program. We have two SNAP Ed nutrition educators, Chris Wallace and Anita Soba, and our board has seen the impact of that program and knows the difference that it's making in the lives of our citizens across our district. And so I commend our board, and I worked with the board, Chelsea and I worked with the board, and we were able to transition those nutrition educator positions to Frontier District positions. So we're really excited about that. They started those positions last Thursday, October the 16th. And again, you'll see them out and about. They do a lot of work in the schools, with senior centers, with food pantries. And Anita has gone to the farmer's market down in Garnett, provides some samples. So going through this process, we actually, Chelsea gathered a lot of information about the impact, again, that program has made. And so this is information not even for the whole entire, what we call 2024-25 program year, because this was compiled back in the summer. But at that point, they had reached 442 youth and adult through those direct education classes. So providing classes, again, in the classrooms, maybe at recreation centers, in senior centers, just a variety of locations, libraries, after-school programs. Collaborated with 36 partners. That's significant. So we are in our community working with community partners to make a difference in the lives of those who live, work, and play in our district, and reached 1,650 people through, we call program PSE efforts, policies, systems, and environmental changes. So it might be making sure that people have access to healthy foods, easier access, kind of getting rid of some of those barriers. So again, we know the difference, and our board has seen the difference that this program has made. And so we're so excited that we're able to continue with Anita and Chris as our nutrition educators. We do have the opportunity, because of the prior funding, had some guidelines as far as what audiences and what they could, what curriculum they could use and everything. And because they're now nutrition educators through our Frontier District, have some ability to expand programming or work in some other areas that we see really is a need. So the last thing I want to share today is our extension programming year actually ended September the 30th. So we work on an October 1, September 30th time frame. And so our agents have just gone through making plans for this next programming year and really looking at and reflecting on what we've done over the past year. So we reached, and these are the numbers that we input into our reporting system. And so there's probably some that are maybe not reported, but we reached over 5,500 participants this past year with 443 sessions. So our Frontier District staff, the agents, program managers, program assistants, all, we are, again, we're out there making a difference in our community. That we did that, took 561 hours. That's the actual presentation time, not all the prep time and everything as well. And then, you know, a lot of our programs, we would not be able to reach the numbers without volunteers. And so we worked with 346 volunteers, and they contributed 613 hours. So I am so very proud of our Frontier Extension District staff. There are 16 of us all together, again, across the three different our counties as far as we have offices, but we all travel across the district and really work to improve the lives of those that, again, live, work, and play in our Frontier District.
Well, it's good to see these people get the recognition. I know you guys work very hard,
yes,
and it's good to see that the numbers reflect that. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredith Zine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.